sing, I like it when you don't see the singer. I think you pay attention to the words more. And both of those songs, I can't talk, y'all, because I got to go cry. Because I've been crying all morning. I cried during Loretta's. I cried through Joy's first song, not because it made me cry, but it did make me cry. It was a beautiful song, and I cried again through that song. Hi. I'm from Alabama. So I know what bless your heart means. I'm going to steal this. I really don't need it because I got power without it, but just in case you're hard of hearing, then I want you to hear me. I'm excited to be here with you. I am from Alabama, as I said. I am starting my 30th year in full-time Christian work. This is my 30th year, and I felt the wave of disbelief go over the crowd that I would be old enough to be in God's work 30 years. Yes, I have been 52 also. I want to just kind of see today. My middle name is Sue, so my name is Belinda Sue. Now, is that not a Southern name or what? Belinda Sue, how do you do? And I am a missionary to the Yankees, so I'm here to report. I'm here to report to all my Southern other missionaries that it's a losing cause, girls. I taught junior high for 14 years, and to get those kids just to say, yes, ma'am. Do you know, I want you to know, there's a rash of disrespect in the North. When you say, did you do da-da-da-da-da, and they should say, yes, ma'am, they go, yeah. I go, whack, whack, that's yes, ma'am. That's what my mama did. Don't you remember that? You said, yeah, one time. That was it. Life was over as you knew it. You became, yes, ma'am. I understand that, and I want you to know that I'm working on them. But I need you to pray. And send funds. Oh. But I am converting them a little at a time. A little at a time. I do, wherever I go, they go, you talk funny. I go, no, you talk funny. I talk right. I'm talking the heavenly language. You talk the language of... I don't say that word because my mama, that's another thing you're not allowed to say, cussing. You're never allowed to cuss. You remember that? Wash your mouth out with soap. They only need one of those and blow bubbles for 6 weeks, and you're done cussing. So I just want you to know I'm home and safe. I do have to complain about one thing. I asked for sweet tea at Cracker Barrel yesterday. It wasn't sweet, but I want you to know that Miss Wendy straightened them out. She said, whatever you got to do, get sweet tea. Like that. It was just kind of sweet. It was like Yankee tea. Kind of sweet. If it ain't syrupy, it ain't sweet. They just, up north, you ask for sweet tea unless it's McDonald's. That's the only place you can get sweet tea up north. They're looking like, what's sweet tea? I'm like, you know, that's tea, but actually tastes good. It's not like colored brown water. It's sweet tea. Anyway, I want to ask you a couple questions. And my name is what? Belinda. You'll never say the last name anyway, so you might as well just call me Belinda. I want to ask you a couple questions. How many of you have been saved somewhere, but if I want you to stand up when I say this, don't be shy. How many of you have been saved somewhere between 1 to 5 years? Stand up. That means sometime in the last 5 years you have gotten saved. Now keep standing. How many of you have been saved 6 to 10 years? Sometime in the last 10 years you've accepted Christ. Keep standing. Don't get nervous. How many of you in the last 15 years you've accepted Christ as your personal Savior? Stand. Good. How many of you in the last 20 years, sometime in the last 20 years, you accepted Christ as your personal Savior? How many of you in the last 25 years, join us? How many of you in the last 30 years, sometime in the last 30 years is the time, your date of salvation falls into there. Now, I want you to look around you. There's a lot of old women in this building. Oh, no, just kidding. I want you to look around you. I just kidding. Don't get mad at me, Mama, because I like you. I want you to look around you. There are some real saints of God in this building. I noticed that when I came in. And I love it when you get in church and you stay all the way. All the way. All the way. Now, I didn't say sit down yet, but you can. Just kidding. I believe in this room today, I'm going to tell you what I believe from my observation of you. I believe that every lady and teen gal that's in the room, and I'm really excited about your teens being with me. You're with me, right? Okay. You chicks, come talk to me later. when you can get away from your mother. And we'll go have some fun. Anyway, I believe everyone in here today really wants to grow in your Christian life. I don't believe you give your Saturday when they're having that big shindig downtown. When they would go by, go, I want to go to the shindig. Because they're having a big carnival, feast, festival downtown. I'm like, oh, I'm longing for the world. But I stayed here and stayed faithful. Thank you. Anyway, so I think you're like me. You really want to be like Jesus. When I was a young girl, we sang, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. All I ask, to be like him. Does that sound familiar? Sing it. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask, to be like him. Sing it again. To be like Jesus, to be like all I Jesus. Ask is to be like him. All I ask, to be like him. If you say, you know what, Belinda, that's what I want in my life, I want you to stand up. This is not an invitation. I want you to stand up. If you say, that's really what I want more than anything in the world is to be like Jesus. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, you see us standing because we want more than anything else in the world to be like you. I pray, dear Holy Spirit, that you will walk among us as these thoughts are given today. I pray that you might touch the hearts of the ladies. I pray that today they'll be different about this subject because we really do want to be like you. Amen. Thank you very much. You may have a seat. I'm going to tell you something today. We're going to go down a path in your Christian life that probably you may have never, ever gone down. This was a truth that I was taught as a college student up in Yankee Land. I did learn this in Yankee Land. I just want you to know, but that's the only thing I've learned. Except sometimes I do say pop, and I'm sorry. I've just been affected. You go in the world, and you become like the world. But I do say Coke sometimes. You can say Coke up there 100 times. You're going to get a Coke. I don't drink Coke. I drink Pepsi. I'm as adamant about Pepsi as she is about Coke. Because Coke, to me, doesn't have really it's not as sweet. I mean, sweet tea, sweet Pepsi. Anyway, so I'm going to talk to you about something that's very unique and different, a different philosophy. Now, I'm going to ask several of you to get your Bibles, because you're going to come up here and read some scripture. You say, me? Yeah, you, if you can read in English. I said something the other day in one of my classes at school. I said, hey, you pray for us, and it was a Spanish boy. He goes, I no pray in the English. I go, oh, it's okay. God understands all the languages. Just let her rip. We never knew a word he said except for amen. That's pretty bad. He's in an English class. That's scary, isn't it? Okay, anyway, so I want you to get your Bibles out. And here's, can I just pick on a couple people? Red hat, you've got 1 Thessalonians 2, 7, and 8. 1 Thessalonians 2, 7, and 8. Okay, who? Right on the front row, cute. You gave me the water. Thank you. You've got Deuteronomy 6, 6 through 9. You're going to look that up for me. And then Hebrews 13:7. Who's going to look that up and come up here and read it? Y'all on the back row. Thank you. Hebrews 13:7. Who's going to look up John 15 on the front row right there? You raised your hand. John 15:16. Psalm 94:14. Can one of those two teenage girls there that are dressed just alike? Can you give your Bible to them? You have a Bible, sisters? Okay, look it up. Psalm 92:14. They're dressed just alike. Isn't that cute? Okay. Bless their heart. Okay. How about on the end in the white? You have a white sweater and a white shirt. How about if you look up Titus 2, 3 through 5? When you get your verses, lady, come on up. When you get your verses, come on up. Yours last verses were Titus 2, 3 through 5. I'm going to have these ladies read these verses to you, one right after the other, so I'll need two microphones if I can. This one and that one because they're tall. They get up near their mouth. Come on up here, girls. Now, I need you to, y'all two, come right here. I need you to get right in that microphone, so kind of aim it down. You better use this one, honey. You need to drink some more. Noni juice or something. A Diet Coke. Oh, no wonder you're so skinny. You drink Diet Coke. All right, now, I'd like you to read. Doesn't matter to me what, just tell what scripture you're reading. So step up, say what scripture you're reading, and read it.
Yes, ma'am. Deuteronomy 6, 6 through 9. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates.
Now, that verse right there talks about a lean, mean teaching machine. You say, what's that? That's what it says. You talk about God's words when you're in your house. You talk about God's words when you're in the way. You talk about God's words when you're standing still. You're talking about God's words. That's lean, mean teaching machine. So her verse in Deuteronomy introduced you to whom? The lean, mean teaching machine. The what? All right, here we go. You reading to us. Tell us what?
John 15:16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
Thank you very much. That I'm introducing you to fruit that remains. You say it?
Fruit.
So this, she read, lean, mean teaching machine. She read?
Fruit.
All right, let her go.
Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation.
Faith. Follow faith. What is she talking about?
Following
faith. Okay, and she's talking about? And she spoke about?
Fruit
that remains. All right, go ahead there, cute red girl.
She's cute.
Oh. Here's my glasses, honey. Okay.
But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because ye were dear unto us.
Okay, so she's reading us about impart, huh?
1 Thessalonians 2, 7 and 8.
Sorry, I'm going like, huh? Okay, she's talking about imparting the soul. What's she talking about?
Imparting the soul.
What did she talk about?
Lean.
And she spoke about?
Fruit.
What?
Fruit
that remains and?
Follow the faith.
All right, go ahead. You're getting the gist of my whole sermon.
Titus 2.
Step up in that microphone, my friend. Got to wrap your arms around it. You know, go around and put your arms around
it.
Talking to Mike, so they can hear you, cute girl.
Titus 2, 3 through 5. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not too much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, and to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed.
She's teaching us to teach our own children. And that where aged women are to teach the younger women. So what's she doing? The aged women are to teach the young. Say it again. The aged women are to teach the younger women. Okay, so let's start again. On the end. Y'all go stand in the order in which you are. She is. She is. She is. Following someone's faith. She is. Imparting the soul. What is she? Imparting the soul. And she is. Aged women teach the young women. You're going to get an A if you're at the end. Okay, go ahead.
Psalms 94:14. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance.
Okay. Did you read 92:14?
94:14.
No, 92:14. I don't know what she's talking about. 92:14. She's reading the wrong scripture. That's okay, because I said it fast and I got her nervous, you know, because it's nervous to be her age and up in front of so many ladies. Okay, let her rip, sister.
They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing.
That is my life's verse. No, I'm serious. It says that they'll have fruit when they're old. What does it say? Fruit when they're old. Say it. You have fruit when you're old. All right, step in your line. Okay. Now, she talked to us about
lean, mean teaching machine.
Fruit, fruit that remains, follow the faith, imparting the soul. Aged women teach the young women. Fruit when you're old. What? What are you reading me? Same scripture? You, I'm so glad she came up with her sister. Are you sisters? No, friends? I started to say you wouldn't dress like your sisters unless your mother forced you. Okay, now, ladies, thank you very much. Have a seat. Pretty much, if you notice there, you notice pretty much everything they read to you are scripture verses that are going to prove to you what I'm telling you today is an important part of your Christian life. We say we want to be like Jesus. Well, friends, if you want to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, you have to be a people person. What do you mean a people person? You mean I got to like people? No, you got to be willing to impart your soul to them. You got to become a lean, mean teaching machine. You've got to talk about it wherever you are. Talk about your salvation. Follow the faith of someone and reproduce the faith that they have given you. Let me read you some people whom Jesus touched. Because his whole life, his 33 years, were touching people. Peter, James, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. John the Beloved, Matthew, the centurion, Thaddeus, Bartholomew, Thomas, the man sick of the palsy, the woman with the issue of blood. That's one of my favorite stories. Andrew, Simon the Canaanite, the man with a withered hand, one possessed with a devil. These all remind you of Bible stories, right? The great multitude. Sometimes it just said masses and multitudes followed him. The women of Canaan, Zacchaeus, Nicodemus, the little children. The two blind men on the way to Jericho, Mary, Martha, Lazarus, the maniac of the Gadarenes, 10 lepers, sick of the palsy, let down through the roof, and he saw the faith of his friends, and God and Christ healed him. The deaf and dumb man, the blind man from Bethsaida, those were the people he reached, he worked with. Oh, there's more. The man with the dumb son, Peter's mother-in-law, Mary Magdalene, Simon the leper, the thief on the cross. Even as he lay, as he was hung on that cross, his thought was, what can I do for you? What can I teach you? Last thought, what can I teach somebody on earth? He said, today you'll be with me in paradise. So he gave him the gospel. Women, a thief on the cross, woman at the well, widow of Nain, the woman with the alabaster box. That's another one of my favorite stories. Joanna, Susanna, the women with the spirit of infirmary, 18 years, publicans and sinners, even Herod. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he was desirous to see him for a long time. I want to teach you what is called spiritual reproduction. What? And this is just the absolute most amazing thing. I knew I was going to talk on this subject because we've been discussing it with Miss Wendy. And today I'm sitting right there and in walks one of my girls from 100 years. Are you over here somewhere, Leslie? Leslie? Oh, come here, girlfriend. I didn't know where you went that direction. I thought she was sitting over there. This is one of my girls from... long time ago, she came in, she goes, Miss Belinda. I'm like, Leslie, what are you doing here? She should be somewhere else. Come on up. She shouldn't be here. She should be in Hammond. She lived in Hammond all this time with us, and she goes to the Spanish church in Hammond, and I didn't know she was coming down here. But I made a list of my life has been people. 30 years of giving to people. God. But not just God, but teaching them. I'm going to give you my Bible lesson. We're going to let this Bible represent everything through these years that Miss Leslie and I have had conversations about. And we've had lots of conversations. I knew her when she was just a little bitty girl. She came in on the buses to First Baptist Church. Her sister, Nadima. Nadima is really how you say it, but a southern girl says Nadima. And Nadima came, and then she brought Leslie. Then Nadima grew up. Went to Howells Anderson College, married a man, went out to the ministry, and then Leslie came. And Leslie was the second girl in that home. Let me ask you this question. Is there anyone in this world who would point at you and say, that woman made a difference in my life? Can your children say,
my mother made a difference in my life? Or do your children say, me and my mama, we don't get along? See, our job as Christians is to reproduce ourselves. Long time ago, I'm going to let Loretta, if you will. Long time ago, I accepted Christ as my personal Savior in Birmingham, Alabama. Dr. Jack LeGrand was my pastor, and he and his wife, all of my standards and convictions, everything I believe about God and about Christ was taught to me by those people. So it was given to me. They changed my life, Loretta. Changed my life. They gave me the man that you talked about. They gave me the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just salvation, but they gave me who he was, how I should live my life. And one of the things they felt we should do is reproduce ourselves in people. You say, me reproduce myself in someone? I don't have anything good in me. You have whatever they gave you. How can you say there's nothing good within you? You just said all the people who ever invested your life did not give you anything. That is not true. God has put people in your life all along the way who have invested in you teaching and training. Then after I went to college, off to college, I met Marlene Evans, Dr. Jack Hiles, Dr. Wendell Evans, yea, hundreds of teachers who again loaded me down with stuff, lots of stuff. I don't need some books. I got lots of stuff. I mean, I got all kinds of stuff. And I got so much stuff, bring me lots of stuff, that I couldn't even hold on to all of it. And this is how some of us look right now. We have all the stuff we know. We know it. But we haven't told it to anybody. We don't even teach it to our children. I bet if I stopped your children and said, tell me what your mom and dad really believe about, would they say, oh, they believe la, 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 la? Or would they say, I don't know. See, you're like me. You just got all this stuff with you. And you're full of all this stuff that you could be teaching to people. But you're afraid that if you teach them, that you'll look like you've got an ego a mile high. The Bible says the aged women are supposed to teach the younger women. It says, remember the lean, mean teaching machine? I'm supposed to talk about it when I'm standing in my house. I'm supposed to even write it on my door. I'm supposed to talk about it when I'm in the way. I'm supposed to talk about it everywhere. If you had to write down the names of five people who you could say, I personally know that I changed their lives, could you write down five people? Last night I wrote down, I've been saved since 1971. And here's the names I wrote down, not knowing that Leslie was going to be here today. I wrote down, and you won't know these people probably, Anissa McMahon, Katie Galvez, Aisha Grove, Norma and Delia Garcia, Delia Vargas, Leslie Argueta, Sasha, Allie, Abby, Gabby, Jasmine, and Kim. They're all in my Sunday school class right now. Naomi, Christy Wall, Sherry Crichel, Leslie Archila Burgos. I didn't know she was a Burgos. I didn't know what her name was. I just had Leslie Archiga. Narima, Maria Rivera, Noel King, Loretta Marshall, June Ryland, Abby Izari, Elizabeth Rios, Julie Richter, Debbie Borsch, Barbara Rios, Lisa Bloomer, Karen Chow Chow from down there. I can't remember what her new name is. Sourcenil Rodriguez, Jesse Perez, Zeta Perez, Nancy Cordova, Evelyn, Marisol, and Marilyn. They're all sisters. They're all, these are young people that through these years I've had the opportunity to give. This stuff. Whew, and it is a lot easier to move without it. Christina Tavares, Melinda Tavares, Marty Vasquez, Liz Pence, Belen Salgado, Carol Salgado, Elizabeth and Sandra Archima, Norma Bostic, Luz, I can't remember Luz's name because she's married anyway, Maria Scholing, Maria Lard. That's the ones I could think of last night. You say, you must really think you've something. No, I think they're something. And I don't want what they gave me to die. So Leslie has in her hand now. I got rid of it. It either stops with her or it goes forward. And the blessing of today was she said she and her husband had come to a church in this area to start a Spanish ministry. I don't know. Clap. Isn't that wonderful? A bus kid from the ghettos of Chicago. Watch your purse. She's a bus kid. The bus kid from a ghetto. No, I did teach her not to steal. I want you to know. Bus kid from the ghetto of Chicago. From the ghetto of Chicago. If you'd have seen some of the places they have lived in, you would weep. If you knew some of the problems she has had in her life, you would. I don't even know how to explain it. It just overwhelms me. Changing someone's life overwhelms you. You're putting your life into somebody. You say, well, what do they do? Come and talk to you? No. I go and talk to them. Hi, I'm Miss Belinda. She don't know it, but I'm going to change her life because I'm going to become her friend. And when I become her friend, I'm going to notice some unique things she does. And I'm going to say, let's go out. See how she did? She dropped it. Let's go out and eat. And when we go out to eat, then we talk about the thing. And little by little, by little by little, I'm giving her all of this stuff that I was given. I have been in full-time work 30 years. I have to tell you, I don't do this because I'm in full-time work. The names I mentioned right here, they're not college students. They're First Baptist Church people's children. I didn't do that as a college worker or you say, yeah, that's the way you did it because you're a college worker. You were reading me college names. No, I'm not. She only went to college because she actually graduated from high school and we said, let's go to college. You see what I'm saying? It's not what you're doing because you're in full-time work. Like, it's not what you say, Miss Ennis is in full-time work. And so, okay, well, Miss Ennis is in full-time work. That's her job to do that. No, my friend, it's your job to do that. God gave it to you and to me. That's our job. That's what we're supposed to do with our life is reproduce ourselves. Reproduce ourselves in our children. Reproduce ourselves. Now, I don't want to reproduce all the nastiness stuff inside of me. I want to reproduce all the good stuff I've been given. How many of you'd say you have been given a lot of good stuff? All right. And then it's so wonderful when you just tear up and cry and think, oh, God, you've been so good to me and you've given me so much. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? Sometimes I'll just spy someone in the church and I'll see them and I'll think, I want to get to know them because I think there's something I might know that could help them. So sometimes it's a young mother, sometimes it's a teenage girl, she was really a younger girl than teenage. Sometimes it's a teenage girl. I work with teenagers on a lot, and I work hard to change their lives. That's what I want to do, because that's what I said, to be like, sing it, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. All I ask to be like him all through life's journey. From earth to glory. All I ask to be like him. I have to tell you this. I do not have any of my own children. But I have hundreds of children. And when I saw Leslie today, I would... Just like you look at your kids and you think, wow, I'm just so proud of you, Leslie. You overcame a lot to be where you are today. And I'm so proud because she's my kid. See, you need to have children outside your family. I call it extended family. And you do that. You say, well, what should I do? I'd like to do that. Okay, first thing, I will tell you how to do it. You don't have to hold those numbers. I'm not going to torture you because you're going into full-time work. Okay, I'll take my Bible. I'm going to tell you three things to do. Get out your pen. Here we go. Number one, you got to find somebody. Select someone. Spy them in the crowd. You know, you see them at church coming, the mother coming to church. Her baby's not well kept or the baby's always crying or you see and you think, oh, I think I could help her with that. Okay, you got to find somebody. That's first thing. You got to look around you and find somebody. But I have to tell you this. Everybody needs something from everybody. So I don't walk up and say, let me tell you what I think about the way you're doing that. You got to use some deportment. Southern ladies are gracious, so I'm not worried about you. But sometimes, you know, the Yankees, they talk, you know, they say, hey, I'm going to tell you something. That's not, you know, you just gently take them out to, you know, food is the universal language. Take them out to eat, set them down, you and her talking, and I lead the conversation around to what I want to zero in on, and then I talk about it. So you got to select somebody. So first thing I want to say is select somebody. What's the first thing? Now, I don't go to your church. You go to your church. Select somebody. That's the first thing. I choose them usually. Now, sometimes I must say, I have turned around, and every time I turned around, that person is standing there. Any of you have any of those kind of people? Every time you turn around, they're standing there. They want to talk to you. Then I turn around toward them because they're the ones I should be selecting because they're standing off to my right. Every time I turn around, they're right there. They follow you down the hallway at church. They want to sit next to you at church. They're right there. So I select them. Number two, invest. Lean, mean, teaching machine. What?
Lean, mean, teaching machine.
That means you know something they need to know. Now, ladies who have white hair, not because you dyed it white, but because it just is white, we need you to teach. This society is just decadent for the lack of teaching. We need you to teach. We need you to find young ladies in your church and invite them over to your house and show them how you clean your house. You say, I just tell, you know, just gently, ever gently just say, you know, I've been doing this for so many years. I used to do it this way, but now I do it this way because I figured out you always make it look like you've discovered it yourself. And then you say, hey, boy, it's worked for me. And she'll go home and she'll do that and say, boy, I learned today how to keep my house clean. Or I learned today how to love my mom and dad. Or I learned today, there are a lot of girls in your church that need you to sit down beside them, put your arm around them, and let them become your girl. Your girl. You're bringing them in. How many of you have a bus ministry or some kind of outreach ministry like that? Let's see your hand. Okay, so you've got a lot of different ladies coming into your church. How many of you, y'all have some kind of visitation or soul winning program? Let's see your hand. So you're bringing these people into your church. They're not going to just become good Christians because they come to church every week. They need a woman involved in their life. It's called spiritual reproduction. You're reproducing yourself. So here's how I do it. I fix them into my schedule. My schedule, whatever I'm doing, they go with me to do it. And then I start teaching. One little girl said, don't ever get in the car with Miss Belinda because she locks you in. She starts teaching you. She needed me to teach her. I read her name off because that's her little joke to me. I'm never getting in your car again because I'd go, Nisa, let's go out to eat after school. I'd say, let's go out to eat at Taco Bell. She'd go, oh, yeah. And all the way to Taco Bell, I taught her and all the way back. So the next time I said, let's go to Taco Bell. Okay. All the way there, all the way back. I fit them into my schedule. They help me clean up my house so they can learn how to clean up their house. That's how you teach them. Then I give them, so I've got them with me. I give them unconditional love. I accept them where they are, and I take and I dream for them of what they're going to be. I had to tell you this. When Leslie was, I think, about 18 or 19, she was really having some issues in her life, and a different lady, I had a roommate at that time. I wasn't married. And my roommate got involved in Leslie's life. I said, you know Leslie Archila? She said, yes. I said, well, she really needs somebody to get involved in her. So she did. And my roommate helped Leslie at a time in her life when she needed help. That I say that she accepted her just where she was and ever so gently tried to lead her into what she thought, Stephanie tried to lead her into what she thought she ought to do. The next, you got a dream for them. Girls, mamas, do you have dreams for your daughters? Do you tell them your dreams for them? I don't mean dream like you're hoping they're going to be a doctor or a nurse. I mean what kind of woman she's going to be. Someday you're going to be a woman that is compassionate on people. Someday you're going to be, because you're looking at their strengths, not their weaknesses. Even your adult girls. You've got adult children. Do you know your adult children need as much confirmation as your younger children do? They need to know you're proud of them, proud of who they are. So I'm gonna ask everyone to get one. What did I say? And by the, if by chance next year, when you come to this meeting, someone talks about this again and says, write down the name of somebody whose life you've touched in the last year. How about if you put down someone's name? Because to be like Jesus, folks, it's more than just reading your Bible and praying. It's reproducing your faith. What is it? In whom? Someone else. Who? Someone else. If not, you're holding all of this stuff that God has given you. He didn't give you all that stuff for you to just be able to spout out a bunch of good stuff. He gave you all that stuff so you could give it to somebody. Give it to somebody. Share it with them. How many of you had a grandmother that taught you? How many of you had a mother that taught you lots of stuff? Okay, if that will die with you, my friend, if you've not passed it on to your own children or the children on your block. I have three little girls next door to me. They're lost. Lost meaning they're going to die and go to hell. They come over, knock on my door and go, can you come out and play? I'm 56 years old. No, I can't come out and play. I go out and play with those girls. You know why I go out and play with those girls? Because I'm going to win them to Christ. I'm reaching into that lost family to get them in our church. So I go out and play with them. Their mother, one day I was playing and the mother came out and played too. You should have seen those girls' faces when their mom got out there playing with them. They were just like, wow, mom's out here playing with us. Not the old lady next door. Mom's out here playing with us. My goal is to reach into that family and help to get them to Christ. And all I did is go outside and played with them. They just needed you to pay attention to them. You know why they need someone to pay attention to them? Because their mom and dad's divorcing. They need someone to pay attention to them. Now, don't tell me there's not people on your block like that. There are. We can reproduce ourselves if we choose to. It is an act of the will. So whether it be in our own children or someone else's children, our Sunday school class girls or our Sunday school class ladies, adult ladies, or if it be young people that come in off of buses or people who are newly saved and you go up to them and you take them under your wing and you make sure every Sunday they're at church, you make sure people don't insult them, you work your hardest to keep them in church. It doesn't matter who it is. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to become a lean, mean teaching machine. Stand up. This is a test. If you pass it, you get lunch. If you don't, you're done. Okay. First thing we learned was from, we probably need those people to come back here because they associate it with you. Come back here, people. Quickly, come on, come on, come on. You people who helped me. Come on up if you helped me. All right. We're going to get in the order in which you were standing. I should have made them stand here. Sorry. Get in the order where you were standing because I want you to take it home with you. This is a test. Get it right or, you know, no lunch. Here we go. Right here, this is... That's what I dream for you. Lean, mean teaching machine. This is? Fruit that remains. That's what the Bible says. Have fruit that remains. Next you had?
Follow.
You want them to follow your faith. Imparting the soul. You're giving your soul to them. Aged women teach the younger women and?
Fruit
what? Fruit when you're old. What is that? Now, when you look at all of this, there's none of us chicks in this room left out. Fruit when you're old, lean, mean, teaching machine, impart your faith. None of us are left out. It isn't like he said, okay, you're done, you're retired. No, you never retire from Christianity. Christianity is the giving of the gospel. I'm going to read you one scripture. Acts 17:6. I love this verse. These that have turned the world upside down are come thither also. Turn the world. How did they turn the world upside down? They shared their faith. Not just salvation, that, but the whole faith, the all of it. They shared it. Man, I would love to come back next year and they say, about when I get to town, you know, these that have turned the world upside down, they're in this town too. And in your town too. Turn your world upside down and invest your life in people. The greatest reward, even the ones who don't always turn out, because sometimes they don't always turn out the way you want them to turn out. they're still better because you put your fingerprint on their life. Lee Robertson said, write your name on the hearts of people. Write your name on the hearts of people. You say it.
Write your name on the hearts of people.
All right, we're done. Have a seat. You passed. You may have lunch.